Hello, and welcome to Game of Groans, the podcast where I, Emily Bateman, finally start watching Game of Thrones to see what all the fuss is about. Today, I am joined by my sister, Kate Kabbalah.
Hello.
Hi. But we are also joined by a guest returning for another really important episode from his previous one. It is my favorite game runner from your Friendly Neighborhood Gamers podcast. Please welcome Dylan Wren. How are you?
I am doing all right. Thank you guys for having me. It's always fun to be on the show.
Thank you for coming back again. We're so excited. We're building up to the seasons and and it's nice to have people to come back and talk again.
Yes, for sure.
But we are discussing season 7, episode 6, Beyond the Wall, which is the penultimate episode of this season.
I know.
Crazy. Yes.
It's that weird one with 7 episodes in it. It's like, okay, this is such a wacky number.
Yeah, it's like 10, 10, 10, 10. 7?
Yep.
Why not? Ooh. But speaking of, you know, where we are in the season and the trajectory of the show, how was it, Dylan, jumping in yet again to this batshit show into like just like right in the middle of it all, literally this time? How was it?
I've got a few thoughts. So like number one, these seasons are more fresh in my memory than previous seasons because they are more recent. And so, you know, even though it was still, when did the show end? Like still like
I think
4 or 5 years ago, like that this season actually
I think this
came
is 2017 on. And then the final season was 2018.
Yeah. So, even though it's still like four or five years ago, like it's still fresher than the earlier seasons were, even though I watched the earlier seasons multiple times. And so I kind of remember this. A little bit better, so I kind of knew what was going on a little bit better. Just like, not that I didn't like, reading through some of this stuff in like the wiki before, I was like, oh, okay, I remember this a lot better. There was less that I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. But there is, this was also like, I think every other time I've come back on or I've come on the show, I've been like, I should watch the show again. I need to get back into it. I really, and then this episode, I was like, oh yeah, like this is maybe when they started going a little bit downhill for me. This was maybe the episode where I started to really get like that, like, ooh, and not that they were bad. You know, like I still enjoyed the episode, but there was, this is where I started to feel a little bit more like, oh, we are definitely rushing to some things. We are definitely like cutting some things short. We are definitely just like, well, the plot needs to move along. So we're going to like just condense time a little bit. Time is kind of just a concept that they play pretty loosely with for the last season and a half. So, And so this was the one where I was just like, oh yeah, this is maybe like, I did not have the immediate urge to jump back in and watch the show after watching this episode, you know?
Okay.
And so that I thought that was interesting for me because I was like every other time I'm like, man, this show is so good.
You have every time you've mentioned like, I might just keep going. And I was like, yeah, do it. But yeah, if this is literally that's a stark difference from every other time we've talked about this.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were talking a lot about fast travel the previous episode. So time so irrelevant and like, yeah, it's just like they're strong arming so many things and you're like, sometimes I feel like I didn't even catch it because I was so caught up in like the action. But if you think about it for like more than a second, you're like, well, why is this happening? Or why is this person saying this or something? It's just,
this is also like the fastest travel we've seen so far. Like this. Oh, baby. This continent is very small. We are hitting those checkpoints very quickly.
Yeah, I have some thoughts about that because I was just like, what is going on here?
I don't even, can't even tell you.
You just like, you just want to track it like a flight tracker map where it's like, well, they're at this airport and then they came back to this one and then they're going to this. And I'm like, I gotta see.
Yeah, I remember this one because when it was airing originally, I was like, how fast can ravens fly? Like, what are we talking here? So,
right.
How far do they go in a day? So,
right. And like, how many hours is, but like, yeah, that's my thing. It's like, mm-hmm. how much time did this really, was it 24 hours?
Yeah.
Was it? How far away, how fast can dragons fly? Like, right.
Yeah. Like the way it was cut, it looks like it must take place. Originally, it looks like this must take place over like several days, a week. And then the way it's cut towards the end makes it look like, oh, I guess this was maybe just like a day and a half that this did.
Yeah.
Like that this took place over, and that makes no sense. So.
No. Yeah, it's really pretty open as far as like what is going on. It's open to interpretation, which I feel like in a the second to last episode in
$1 million TV show.
Well, of a season as well. Like, I feel like nothing should be up to interpretation as far as time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like one of the.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This isn't the show where I'm hoping the writers go, you get it, and just kind of wave their hands, you know?
Right.
So now we can go to the episode description, which honestly, pretty straightforward. Like, I was not disappointed.
Okay.
It is three sentences. And on Hulu, it was a little weird because it looked like they had changed their format. And it said, you know, it said the title Beyond the Wall. But then it had in quotes Beyond the Wall season 7. So I went back to all the other seasons to see if it was the name of another, if they had already used that name. They hadn't. So I don't know what they were doing.
I don't know.
So they just decided to do that. Of course, no, these people and their descriptions. But it, it's three sentences. And the first one is John and the Brotherhood hunt the dead.
They sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Arya confronts Sansa.
Uh-huh.
And Tyrion thinks about the future.
Oh, he sure does.
Like,
I mean, those are the three things we do, honestly. Like, that's
and
the
it's
episode.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, this is what, vague enough that you don't know what happens, but like truthful, like, like real, you know, not, ooh, we're going to be cheeky and write some weird shit. It's like, no, this is what happened. So,
yeah. Before we even get into it, Emily, how did it feel going into an episode that really only had like three storylines that it followed? Like, was it weird? Did it feel more streamlined? Did it feel better? Like, what? I feel like this is one of the first ones where it's like, normally, even when there's a big, like, battle episode, we'll have, like, the eight different little, like, we got to check in with so-and-so. We got to talk to this person. We do, like, eight things, and then we get to the battle. And with this, it was like, we got three things, and we're going to hit those, and then we're going to come back. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we have, like, five main characters in one area.
Yeah, exactly.
It felt faster in a lot of ways.
That makes
just
sense.
Because like we literally bounced away around three places. We were, I mean, basically Dragonstone, Eastwatch, and Winterfell, and it was like 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. But it was kind of nice just to go back to the same people and like fill out the story more instead of just like stopping it, you know, like a dramatic, oh, well, we'll see what happens next time.
Or,
it was like, no, we're going to keep going back and going back and going back. And the fact that, like we said, that, you know, the time is so irrelevant and that you see, okay, like, especially for me towards the end where like Tyrion is like running after Daenerys, like, wait. And you're like, okay. Like this is happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause you know, you're getting like, I, you know, pause it and look at the time. I'm like, I have, like 10 minutes left. Anything could happen or nothing could happen.
Yeah.
And we don't know.
Right.
So yeah, it was fun. Like I'm having a good time with this season just because like, I feel like there's less to worry about and that there's less people. Like I'm comfortable and I don't know why. And I think I've finally like come over onto John's side too. So I think that's helping a little bit. It only took six seasons, but you know, I can say I'm kind of a fan at this point. I mean, you know, especially him versus Daenerys, like, you know, for me, it's not hard.
Oh,
John.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, it was fun. I was like, man, this is wild. Like, you guys, this lots of stuff's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think it is a lot of like in other episodes where it's like we hit 8 locations in one episode. It's like every conversation is a cliffhanger. Every conversation is like 2 little pieces of information. Then it's like, well, I guess we'll see. And I'm like, we'll see what? Like, just tell me.
Yeah.
And yeah, like with this one, it's like you actually get a full story. Like you actually get a full conversation and a full like
arc.
We talked about this. Yeah, like a whole arc. It's like we started this conversation. We had this conversation. Here's where we're going after this conversation. Here's the consequences of this conversation and not just like fading off and hoping you remember because the recap tells you about it.
Yep.
Yeah. Or, oh, I guess I wonder what this person's going to say.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see in 2 episodes. Yeah. It's like, right. Oh, we're already with this person again and we're going to see exactly what they're going to have to say about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice. I feel weird that I'm enjoying what people didn't. But it's also like, hey, we're like, I'm going to find out what happens is also kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And it's also happening differently than I thought, because I had said this previously in this season that I thought this was going to be the season for the throne. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, it's like, you know, Cersei versus Danny, basically. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, we're going to get that shit figured out. And then we're going to go to the Night King. And this shows, no, we're not doing that right now. The Night King is like super into it, like right now. Like he's all up in it.
An impending threat right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're making it more so by the fact that they're kind of going after him as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah. So already I'm like, oh, well, this is different. Okay. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. I think, I mean, obviously you're also going into it differently than the rest of us were, where we were like, man, I waited a whole year and I can't wait to see what happens. And you're just like, man, season 7 ended. Well, on to 8.
Yep.
You just like immediately will go to the next thing. So it's like, you don't have that weird limbo where you like build up in your head what's gonna happen. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm curious to see too, like how everybody, like basically the entire world saying, hey, temper your expectations affects your interpretation of the final season. Like,
yeah,
I try not to think about it, honestly, because the closer we get, I feel like the more people, and not, you know, my podcast, like not anyone that's been on here or anything, but people that I talk to like out in person, they feel so loose saying like, oh, well, like, they're like, oh, without spoiling anything, they'll be like, oh, well, you'll really hate this or you'll really like this. And I'm like, do you not understand the point of like spoiler free?
Yeah.
Like, don't say anything about it. Don't talk to me about any of it. Just say, oh, man, can't wait to hear when you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you guys all understand. But knowing that the consensus was bad, I'm like, I feel like I haven't agreed with a lot of what you guys have said anyway, you know, like to a certain extent. So I was like, whatever, like, I know I'm probably going to be different.
Yeah, I think especially looking at like the things that you have agreed with and the things that you're like, really, y'all were on board with this. And I was like, yeah, it was 2014. Don't judge us.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there are enough things where it's like, it's, you know, obviously we're watching it in a very different year, but it's like, you coming into it with this different perspective, it's not just the full zeitgeist of like, oh man, Arya's a badass. You're just like, can she go to therapy? Are we okay? I'm like, yeah, dude, that's the correct response. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get a lot of Arya needing therapy in this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was about to say, not been more relevant than now? So let's go ahead and get into it real quick. So we got the recap, which, oh my goodness, we got poor young Sansa recapping.
Oh, baby Sansa. Know,
yeah, having to write this letter. And then the recap reminded me that Jon has fucking Jorah's old sword.
Yep.
Oh my God, I forgot that.
Longclaw was that sword. Yeah.
Completely.
I just assumed it was Ned's sword. Like, I don't know why my brain was like, I got this. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I totally forgot. So I was like, oh,
also,
God,
Jon's hair
together.
Was so long. long in that recap.
I did not pay attention to that. I was
more
focused on. Oh my
God, long, so curly, just like a cocker spaniel, just like, boop. And I'm like, all right, bud.
Aw. Well, yeah, that was before he got his back from the dead haircut or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That, oh, that's true.
That
yeah,
was his, that happened his, with Melisandre.
His death makeover. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His death day makeover. So that was, and like recap was pretty quick. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we know what we're doing. We know what we're going towards. Yeah. And like, I knew that we were going to pick up pretty much at Eastwatch. Cause it's like, this is the thing, this is what we're doing. Yeah. This is where we're going. But I did want to clarify the opening scene that was at Dragonstone, right? Looking at the map.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Why? That's so stupid to me.
Okay. I wrote that too. I was like, okay, this is a cool transition, but what is this actually doing?
Mm-hmm. I think they just thought they were being smart.
Yeah.
Yes. That's 100% what it is. You're correct. Good job. They went, oh, like, man.
Look how cool if, like, we are.
We just showed a map, but like, what if we showed the map that's in the show?
But like, you can't tell any of that detail because it's all black. Mm-hmm. Like, how do they know where anything is on that map? I don't understand. I don't know.
The map is fucking useless. Mm-hmm. The only thing it's good, the only good thing about it is that it's not made of paper, so it won't mildew because it's open to the elements. That's it.
Mm-hmm, for sure. It's very sturdy. Yeah. So like, for 2 seconds, we're like, look at this second map we're going to show you, and then we fast forward to we're beyond the wall. Mm-hmm. So we got our party walking. Like, there's so much of two people talking to each other, and like it, like so like John's checking on Gendry, who's literally never been this cold in his life, and like, you know, Tormund's talking shit. But then, you know, brings up
Tormund.
Yes.
Hey, it was nice to see him, honestly.
I know.
He was a breath of fresh
him.
Air.
Yeah.
He's real good.
So he brings up Daenerys because this is like the first time he's seen Jon since he went there. And Jon's like, yeah, you know, she wants me to bend the knee. And Tormund's like, well, you know, look at Mance and what happened to him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah.
I was really excited.
Yeah. Yep.
But, go ahead, Kate.
I was fully agreeing with you. So like, I like that he makes the comparison because you made that comparison because you're very smart. Yes. Yeah. I was like, Emily fucking crushed it. She got this. But then Tormund says the take on it that I don't know how organic this take feels from Tormund.
Mm-hmm. You mean that how many people had to die for his pride?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So every time we talk about this, like especially when it's Daenerys and Jon talking about it, Jon not wanting to bend the knee, always like, oh, well, you need to something about your pride. And he's like, I'm trying to protect the people who follow me. Mm-hmm. And it's when Mance did that, it was never played as pride.
Yeah.
When he got killed, it was never played as pride. It was like he's, you know, standing up for what's right and trying to protect his people and protecting them the best way he knew how. And every time John has done the same thing, it's been John is doing his best and trying to protect them the way he knows how. Mm-hmm. And then for Tormund to go, oh, hey, the thing Daenerys said, she's absolutely fucking right. This is a you problem. And I was like, I don't want to say I don't buy it, but like it feels like a departure from the attitude that we've seen previously from the other free folk.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it felt kind of like a drop in.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say in the show, too. I mean, like it's like I was trying to read back and remember. It's like Jon's met Daenerys like one time, right? At this point. And so, like,
he was staying at Dragonstone before this, yeah.
Yeah, like, he went to try to get her help with the Army of the Dead or whatever. And so he's, like, just met her. And in the Game of Thrones, like, Westeros world, like, aren't a ton of good people that you would want to just bend the knee after meeting them one time. You know, like, I want to get to know somebody a little bit. And everybody is, like, always demanding, like, no, right now, bend the knee. And so it's like, yeah, no, it makes sense that he wouldn't just be like, I agree with your guys' take of just like, yeah, it's a little weird that like Tormund was like, it's about pride because it's like, no, it's like, we just met her. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. And I mean, even between the two of them, I would say maybe Mance had more pride than John because he was the only man that could bring together all the free folks. So he should have some pride in that. And like, you know, he had a plan. John's literally just trying to keep people together and like keep them alive and, you know, was basically voted King of the North. And it's like, okay, well, now that I have this position, I guess I should try and do everything I can to keep these people safe. And that means asking this woman who wants me to call her queen for her help, which is not what she thought you were coming here to do in the first place. So, like, yeah, like, it's a similar situation. But even then, like, Mance and John are two different people. Like, John, who knows how long it took Mance to even get that together. John, this has, like, maybe been, I don't know, months, and he became King of the North. Like, who can say? So thinking about it for more than 2 seconds, it could feel like the writers were kind of pushing us in that direction of like, well, John's going to think about what Tormund says, so he's going to give in. Because in the moment, I was like, oh, okay, well, Tormund's giving him some advice and, you know, trying to help him make a decision. But you're like, wait a second, this isn't right. This is the wrong, it's a weird take for Tormund, especially to have.
It feels like a line that they needed in, that they wanted to include. They just didn't know who to give it to. And they were like, aha, this guy. And I was like, but wait.
His bro.
Yeah, it's like, someone he trusts. I'm like, yeah, why would this person he trusts say that, though? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, like, it was definitely like, we need somebody to kind of like say some line about how it impacts the people that are following you versus, and it's like, sure, we'll do Tormund. And like, the only other one that was there that I can even see saying something like that would maybe be the Hound, because the Hound is very big on like, you know, kings do their stuff and, you know, it's all the little people that pay for it. But John's not listening to the Hound. Like, so.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah, it's like if Davos maybe was with them, but I don't even know if.
Yeah. Davos could say anything and people would be like, oh, yes, that's right.
He's got a really good point. He goes, "What if you want my advice? Here's what I'd say." And you're like, okay, thanks, Davos. You're absolutely right.
It makes sense, but for some reason, my memory had Davos north of the wall with them. And when I was watching it, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess he didn't go with them, which makes sense because he's like only got one hand or whatever. But I was like, huh, I guess I misremembered that piece. So
I did, too. I like in the end of the last episode, he's like, I'm going to stay behind. I'm no good with a sword. And I was like, oh, yeah, he did stay behind. But he did get like all the way up to Eastwatch. So it's like he was there every other step except this. And I was like, oh,
right. It was literally like one line that lets you know, oh, he's not going to be there next time.
Yeah.
It was like, and I picked up on that as well. He's like, yeah, you know, like rightfully so, I'm not coming with you or blah, blah, blah. And you're like, what? Oh, okay. Bye. The way that Jorah does in this episode, it's probably good that Davos didn't come because, you know, older men didn't do awesome.
No.
But so then this group of men, you know, keeps pairing off. So we got Thoros is like, hey, Gendry, you still mad we sold you to Melisandre? And Gendry's like, yes, I am. And the Hound is like, hey, quit complaining because you're alive. And it's like, okay. Because then he's like, well, this guy, Beric Dondarrion, has been killed 6 times and he's not complaining. And it's like, what? What? Okay.
Yep.
You know, that's.
And then they're like, good talk, Gendry. Let's go.
Yep.
Drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got Jon and Jorah talking about dads. And I was like, I don't like this. Just because I knew it was going to get awkward.
It's like, your dad was a really good dad. I'm like, you just adopt dads, Jon. Like, come on, man. Come on.
No, but I didn't like that Jorah seemed kind of bent out of shape about how his dad died. Mm-hmm. And I was like, John was literally a prisoner. Like, he couldn't do anything to help your dad because he was like, oh, he would have hated to have died that way or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I bet he did. But like, you know, John was literally like, I was a prisoner, my guy.
Yeah.
Like, and we killed everyone that killed him. So you're welcome because you weren't here.
Yeah.
I don't think he was blaming John exactly. I think he was just saying like, hey, that fucking sucks. Mm. And John's like, yeah, it did fucking suck.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're just being dudes about it.
Okay. Okay. I was like,
I don't think he was blaming John. No.
Well, he's already on, you know, bad footing with John anyway because of Daenerys. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, like, quit picking fights with him. Like,
because John's the other man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll get there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we will.
So, and then Jorah's like, well, your father wanted to kill me. Ha, ha, ha. And then this is the time where John's like, you know what? It's time to give you back your sword. And then Jorah's like, nah, I don't want
it. I'm cool.
Like, I, you know, give this to you and your children. And I was like, that was a weird, nice moment, question mark. Like, it was oddly nice of Jorah. Because, I mean, we all knew John was going to try and give it back. Mm-hmm. Like, that was going to happen.
100%. Yeah. Have but you met like, Jon Snow? Yeah.
Like, as soon as he realized, he's like, it's probably been killing him. Like, when's the moment I can give him back his sword? I don't know what to do with it.
Yep.
I gotta wait for the right time. Now, let's go.
Yep.
We're having an intimate conversation. Here's your sword. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I noted that they stopped walking for an awkwardly long time here. And then, like, began walking again and apparently had lost no ground with the group. And I was just like, did everyone stop to witness this?
So much.
Oh yeah, my gosh.
So much walking off to different sides and stuff. Like later, like the Hound and Tormund are just like, we're going to pivot. And I'm like, why? Don't. Like, don't do that.
That's such it's a good point. Meandering. You are so right. They stopped. Yeah. Yes. Because it's like, who is leading this group? Because it's always someone different at a different point, but somehow they get to where they're trying to get to.
Yeah.
That is.
It's a good thing they all know where they're going. That. Question mark.
Right.
Yeah, not just the one guy who had a vision.
Yeah.
So then we go to our third place. We got Winterfell. And so we got Arya chilling. And Sansa approaches. And then Arya immediately wants to start shit. Yep. And I'm like,
she's so bitchy. What the fuck is...
I hate it so much.
I know.
Arya's like, I'm going to tell you a background story about when I was shooting arrows and Dad saw me get one and he was so excited and, you know,
I was doing what I was meant to be.
Super cute. Sansa likes it too. You can tell she's smiling. And then Arya's like, until you killed our dad. And Sansa's like, I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry? Yeah.
Like, where was this going? And so Arya's like, yeah, I'm going to be a bitch and read your own note to you. Mm-hmm. And then... You know, they argue about that. Sansa says, oh, I was forced to. And Arya's like, oh, were you really, like, the knife forced to? And so Arya's like, yeah, I was there at the beheading. And Sansa's like, well, then why didn't you fucking do anything? And I was like, good point.
Yep, I like that.
Like, good for you for thinking on your feet, Sansa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's so right. Arya's like, I learned how to shoot arrows and I was good with a sword. And it's like, okay, then fucking do something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you didn't, you know, yeah, where were you? So, you know, and then Sansa, like, kind of gets up her courage and is like, I'm the reason we have Winterfell, not because of you, not because of any of our brothers, no one else.
Not because of Jon specifically, yeah.
Yes, yeah, not Jon, not Bran, not anyone, like, because of me and the people that came for me. Mm-hmm. So, like, and then... So Arya was like, oh, I was off training. Mm-hmm. And like, it was such a weird way to put that. Yeah. But like, I thought, I wish they could see themselves as like foils of each other, but not enemies. Because together, they could be so strong. And I think, isn't this where Sansa says, like, Cersei would be so happy to see us fighting right now?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I think so. It is here. Because it was... This is the only time they fight outside, because the other time was inside their room, I think. Yeah, because I remember it was outside. Yeah. I think I almost wrote that down. I don't know why I didn't. But yeah, no, you're exactly right. And it's like, they're fighting, but like, they, and we've talked about this, like, they balance each other. Like, they could balance each other if they agreed on one fucking thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, every strength that Sansa has in, like, the sort of political realm of things, it's like... Arya does not have that, but she's really good at killing things, and that is not Sansa. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, work together. You could be so powerful. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, I really feel like Arya in this instance started as the antagonist and like wants to continuously live in the past.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's like, not that, you know, any sibling relationship is whatever, but it's like that like little sister mentality of like, ooh, you wanted to do this and this and this and I'm going to pick on you. It's like, we have gone through so much shit. Why are you focusing on that? I liked nice things when I was a child. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand. So she, like, you know, Sansa's like, hey, what are you going to do with that? Because, like, you know, all these men that follow me right now might turn on me. And Arya's like, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
But, like, in that really creepy way, I'm like, Arya, what happened to you? You wanted to go home. Like, if you didn't want to see your family, why did you come home?
Yeah.
It just feels like she doesn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out like how old they were supposed to be at this point, like whether she was like 14 or 16 or something like that, and like still kind of a child or not. And then also I was like,
I think Arya is definitely still a child. Yeah. Child.
And then I was also trying to figure out like, had she had a chance? Like, did she, I was trying to think back to earlier seasons, like, did she ever really grieve her dad, or was this like the first time that she really stopped in a place and was like maybe having some big feelings about like, ooh, my, like, I am now back in my dad, like the old house, remembering my dad, and all of that is finally hitting me, and so I'm gonna like lash out because I am a child and that is how I know how to deal with this. Not that, like, I also was annoyed as shit at her in this scene because I was like, stop. Yeah. But it was like, I was trying to figure out like, I was trying to think back to like some of that stuff, and like,
you're right. Yeah. Cause her immediate trauma response to Ned being killed was, I'm going to kill everyone that had anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. And that has been my goal for the last six seasons of this show. And I'm almost done with it. So for her to, finally a couple episodes before get back, be able to see Ned's like grave and the crypt and everything like that. And to, maybe she's just like, her childhood's just coming back because this is what she remembers, or maybe she's reverting back to that relationship
that makes
or something
so much
because
sense. Yeah.
That's such a good point. Yeah. Like, cause she's back home with her older sister and, you know, and one of her brothers and stuff. And so, but now she's
into that same dynamic almost.
Yeah.
But now she's got all these insane skills that make her very dangerous.
Yep. Yeah.
And it makes it a bad situation for everyone.
It's like, my feelings are hurt, but I'm also a trained assassin. You're like, well, shit. Okay.
That's not good.
Like, well, now what do I do? No. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine, Kate, if I just came back after a couple years and I was a trained assassin?
Oh, my God. That was going to be you coming back from Japan. It's
from
like,
Japan.
Hey, fun fact. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I'm a murderer. Oh,
be
no.
Like, cool. Good to see you.
Mm-hmm. Look at my bag of faces.
It'd be like if you came back from Japan and you were a murderer, but you also like hated something that I did to you when we were like in high school. And you were just like, oh, I've never forgotten this. I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You got the bigger...
Do you remember this?
You
no, like, I don't.
I really don't. Like, and you're like, hey, I'm trying to keep a country alive. Like, what's your deal? Right. You know?
Yeah. So relatable. Just
right?
Just sister like, stuff.
Just sister things.
Just girly things.
Oh, my God. So then let me go back beyond the wall and... fucking Tormund. Just like decides like, hey, you're the Hound. I'm just going to bother you. So
what's your deal?
Basically, like it felt like a child was just like, hey, you know, like what's up with your scars and what's this? And then suddenly he's like, man, this lady. And it's like, oh, my God, of course the Hound knows who she is. He's like, oh, you've heard of my love of my life. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have children that will conquer the world. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is amazing. Yes.
I loved this.
Yeah, this was my
it was
favorite
so
scene.
Great.
It was very funny.
And just like that he actually put it out there, too, because he's been acting real weird. Yep. With Brienne. But you're like, OK, is it really? Oh, no, he's fully into her. Like, he wants this. And he's like, man, if I can ever get back to her. Well, because for a second, he was like, yeah, I got a woman waiting back for me at Winterfell. And I was like, who? Oh. Oh, my gosh. No way. Because then the Hound is like, you're with? And he's like, no, well, not yet. Like, we're.
I mean, not officially.
It's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to happen. Like, don't worry.
I love the. I see the way she looks at me. How does she look at you? Like, she wants to carve you up and eat your liver? You do know her.
Do know her.
I love that line. Yeah. It made me laugh so hard.
Oh, my God. Just, like, so infatuated. But, like, mm-hmm. It's so genuine. Mm-hmm. It felt, but weird. Like, yeah. I don't know. It felt right, though. I was like, okay, I'm okay with this. Like, this is fine.
Yeah. He's not being, like, creepy towards. No. Like, yeah, it's, like, it's very, it's, I don't want to say worshipful, yeah. But, like, he's, like, she's the coolest. Yeah. And it's, like,
it's
yeah,
not disrespectful. You're, like,
yeah, exactly. You
know. It's giving a lot of, so like, if, himbo energy, where it's just, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Eli brought that up last time about. Someone.
Oh, about John. Yeah.
Oh, well, in a different. Well, about Daenerys. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But yeah, definitely. That's very apropos. So then we got Beric telling John he doesn't look like his father. Whoops, whoa. It's not his father.
Okay, I think he does look like Sean Bean though, and that's the frustrating thing. Yeah. Like I think there's a good resemblance there, right. And I was like, all right, I get what you're doing. Yeah, like he but has you're the. Wrong.
He's like, you really didn't need to say that. Like, what was the point of that line? We already know
because really
we've watched the show. We know that's not his dad. Like, we don't have to discuss it again. Yeah. But then he's like, oh, I'm really excited to hear that you were brought back from the dead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we serve the same God. And John's like, no, I don't. Like, and then we get this philosophical discussion of, like, you know, why serve a God if we don't know what they want? And Beric's like, oh, I'm fighting for life. Death is the enemy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we're special because, like, you know, we keep dying or whatever, and we won't find joy here, but we can keep others alive. And then finally John is like, oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this is the one thing I can cling to for whatever the fuck you guys are talking about. It's like, I like helping others. So if I had to die for other people to get helped, then that's fine. So I was like, okay, you know, because at first I thought it was kind of weird. Beric was like, oh, my God, another guy that's been dead. Mm-hmm. Like, this is so exciting for me. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
John doesn't want to talk about it because he was also like, oh, yeah, Tormund told me. Mm. So it's like, it wasn't. Why did you tell him that, Tormund? Like, you know, John doesn't want anyone to know.
Yeah, it was an interesting, like, little thing, though, where he was kind of just like, hey, I'm being kind of, like, weird and, like, I'm trying to evangelize you to my, like, weird cult.
Yes.
But then by the end of it, it's like, okay, well, I found some common ground and we're just going to agree to be like, yes, we are the shields of the realms of men or whatever it is, you know?
Yes, because that's, because is that part of the,
I think that's
like the creed?
Yeah, the Night's Watch thing that they say is like, we are, I forget it, but it's, it's something along those lines.
Their oath or their vow or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I really didn't think the conversation was going to end with like, oh, you know, we're not so different, you and I. Like, we actually get along when it's like, this one guy is literally like, almost a priest for this religion, and Sean is like, I'm just a guy. Yeah.
He's like, I don't who, want this.
You know, was,
like, I didn't ask.
Yeah, exactly. I really don't want this. Yeah. So we get the end of this scene basically where, you know, the Hound like points out the mountain he saw in his vision, and it's like, this is it. This is what we're working towards. But I'm like, how did they find that in the first place?
Like, were they headed in that direction, or did they just happen to wander that way? I was also like, man, it sure is lucky that you guys like came upon that mountain at just that angle so that it was the mountain from the Hound's vision.
Right.
And like, I'm sure like you could go the other way and be like, oh, well, the Hound had that vision because that was what was going to happen or whatever. But it was also like, I'm sitting there thinking like, man, it sure is convenient that we've managed to like wander right. our way to this mountain. And it just so happens to be that. But maybe that is the skeptic in me.
Because there was no path. Yeah,
they're just
like,
wandering.
It's not like they have a compass or we're just. Yeah, yeah exactly. Like,
There was no indication or scene where like one of the other wildlings is like, OK, we're tracking this or we're, you know, like headed right. this way or whatever. It's just kind of like aimless wander north some way.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, oh, we have a heading, yeah. basically, you know, after we don't know how long they were going either, because it was clearly getting colder. Yeah.
Well, and it was like, that was a big mountain. I was like, you're just now seeing that? Like,
it was so huge. Yeah. Yeah.
Like show me.
It's like Mount Fuji, basically. Yeah. And you're like, oh,
show me them cresting like a big mountain that was blocking their way to seeing it or something so that I can see that they are there, you know?
So, next place is we finally go to Dragonstone. And we saw, we technically went there for a second, but we've got Daenerys and Tyrion in the throne room. And she's like, I like you because you're not a hero who does stupid things and dies. And Tyrion's like, oh, you name all these men who are so clearly in love with you. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Jon's not in love with me. And Tyrion's like, ooh, he stares at you all the time. And I'm like, no, he doesn't.
He doesn't. Right. We have seen no evidence of this.
She was like, he's not in love with me. Is he? Is he?
Is he? Yeah, yeah. She's like, I'm being coy. Ooh.
But what have you seen? I don't think he is, but tell me. What have you heard? What makes you think he is?
What is the evidence that I will listen to upon everything else? Like, it's so heavy-handed.
We've heard so many people talking about how they look at each other, and we have never fucking seen them look at each other like this. Like, Davos was like, oh, like the way she looks at da-da-da. And I was like, whence did this happen? Like, explain.
Davos said it about both, because he was like, oh, John, the way you're, oh, her. Yeah. And it's like, mm-hmm. Are they just like staring at each other nonstop when we're not seeing them? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know.
Like, when they're off camera, it's just like,
I think it's just their loading animation. Like, it's just like their sort of like their blank stare. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, this is happening. I'm like, no, it's not what this is.
Mm-hmm. If I was more generous with the writers, maybe I'd say like the writers feel like, or they're trying to like convey that people want Jon and Daenerys to get together because that will be better for peace times or something. Like, Davos is trying to encourage
it's like
because
planting
it's like,
the seeds. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the North, like Dany needs the North. And so like, hey, maybe we could get them together. And that way there's not another war after this or something. If I was maybe being generous to the writers and they weren't just like rushing through this, but yeah, there was a lot where it was just kind of like, hey, you know, you've got your HBO, you don't have to stick to like certain times. Maybe a few establishing shots of just like Jon sort of looking at Daenerys longingly or vice versa would be nice, you know?
Yeah.
Just throw a couple of those in, you know. You've probably got some just, you know, from B-roll. Like,
yeah. Exactly. So,
instead of like the last time we see her with John is like this awkward goodbye where he's like trying to make a joke and she's like, oh, you know, like whatever, you're going on this mission. And he's like, okay, bye. Like, no, like, this is not anything.
I think the only time that they ever made like really meaningful eye contact has been in the scenes where no one else is around them. Like, was in
with the dragon.
Like, yeah, with the dragon when Jon has his horse girl moment and he touches Drogon's nose. And then in the cave a little bit where Jon's like, it's real. You have to understand. She goes, oh my God, I do believe you. But then she's like, but I really need you to kneel, actually. But those are like the only two instances where they've like made meaningful eye contact. And I'm like, y'all are telling and doing a whole lot of that and not showing us anything.
Yeah. It's hard for me to not see this as like a writer, like the hand of God putting in like, look at this, ship them together instead
and
of like
they
people being like,
I'm like, no.
Yeah, instead of people in like a rom-com being like, oh my God, I just saw this. And then be like, no way. What did they say?
Or, you
know, like it's so inorganic. But like it gets more obvious each time. And it's like, okay, So then the conversation turns, and Tyrion has to have his fatherly advice moment with Daenerys and see how this goes. Cause you know, Dany's like, oh, I'm going to meet your sister. And, you know, like, is she going to set up, you know, a trap for us or whatever? And Tyrion's like, well, probably, but, you know, we're just going to be like real chill about it and, you know, not use fear. And, and Dany's like, but what if we did?
Yeah. So my notes say Tyrion is like, hey, remember the whole not murdering everyone thing that we wanted to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause he's like, oh, well, I promised, or like, you know, my brother promised that the Lannisters wouldn't attack us. Mm-hmm. And I in turn promised that you wouldn't burn people. And she's like, the fuck? And he's like, we just did that. Remember with the Tarleys? And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It was fine. That was whatever.
Yeah. She did give a lot of like, you won't infringe on my Second Amendment rights kind of like vibes in that moment where it's like, I can burn people if I want to. It's my right.
Westeros is a free country. Yeah.
Yeah.
Westeros is my country, bitch. Oh my God. Like, this is what's happening here. So, yes, absolutely. Like, you know, he's bringing down her freedom. He's attacking her freedom to use her dragons the way. Mm. But then it, like, I felt like it awkwardly transitioned to, hey, definitely. You know, you can't have kids, but, like, who's going to be king after you, basically? And she's like, how dare you, you know, like, ask me about that. Like, we'll decide. And then so Tyrion. It just felt very out of place.
Yeah. It's a good question, but maybe it absolutely is. And maybe this wasn't the time, but we trust that Tyrion is smart enough to know that this wasn't the fucking time. Especially when he's like, don't lose your temper, and she immediately loses her temper. And I'm like, no, you wouldn't say this now. That's crazy.
Yeah. Especially when, like, we bounce back and forth between, like, the Wall and Winterfell a couple more times. It felt like, hey, maybe, like, have the first half of the scene and then, like, bounce us back to imply that time has passed and have the second half of the scene. It's like, he's not just like, hey, so, like, stop burning people, but also, have you thought about what's going to happen when you die? That's a weird thing that I've been thinking about for no reason. Not suspicious at all after I've just criticized the way that you were doing things.
And met with my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then she gets all like, oh, you know, what else did you tell your brother and all this and this? Because she's already mad. And being impulsive, and then he, like, brings up, what happens when you die? And she's like, I don't want to talk about it. So then she just, like, immediately starts to turn on him.
Yeah.
For, like, for all of his opinions and, like, blaming him for everything that happened. And it's like, why? Like, why is he still in charge for you? Like, why is he still your hand if you're just so mad at him? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially after you just told him, like, hey, you know what I like about you? The thing that you're about to do. But I'm going to hate it when you do it. Like, I like that you ask me the hard questions, but stop asking me the hard questions. Yeah. Come on. Gosh.
I think it's also interesting that this is like exactly what Arya had accused Sansa of doing, I think, in the last episode, where she's just like, yeah, I think you hope that Jon doesn't come back. And Sansa's like, what the fuck are you saying? And Arya's like, well, you're thinking about it now. And I'm like, this is exactly that same conversation. Yeah. It's like, oh, so you're hoping I don't come back? And Tyrion's like, I did not say that. I don't know where you're getting this.
Yeah.
No.
And it's another one of those points in the show where I have to remind myself, like, I know Emilia Clarke is, like, in her, like, late 20s or whatever, but it's like, is Daenerys supposed to be like 18 though, like, or
something
16
like that
or something?
16,
it's like,
yeah.
And so it's like, okay, so maybe this is like a realistic child reaction, and Tyrion's like the like 35-year-old 40-year-old who's like, hey, like, I know we don't want, like, I know you're 16 and you don't want to think about the concept of mortality right now, and that's not really a real thing developmentally for you right now, but like, hey, like, You are in charge of a big thing, and we got to talk about what happens. Same thing with like Arya too, where it's just like, hey, like yeah. Sansa's like, hey, I'm like 20, and I need to think about what happens if like Jon doesn't come back. Like that's
and Arya's real. Like, how dare you think about that? And Sansa's like, no, this is a reasonable thing to think about. Like, I got
so many people have died.
Yeah,
like. We have to plan for this because people will die.
I don't know if you know this, but we don't have parents anymore. Like, people are right. dying all over the place. We got a plan.
Right.
The reason we're in this is we had no plan.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Like, you know how we used to have, like, four brothers and now we have a single brother? Like,
and a weird yeah. guy who lives in our house? Yeah. yeah.
Who's not even really our brother anymore? Ugh. Yeah. He's just there. Yeah, it just, oh man, it was like, because they had set this up in the recap of like, Varys is like, you need to talk to Daenerys. And I was like, well, this could go one of two ways. It went the bad way.
I was going
to
say, did it go the way you expected it? Yeah.
No, I kind of, I feel like it was kind of setting, well, I thought he was going to, I didn't know what he was going to say, but I thought he was going to kind of get through to her a little bit again.
Yeah.
Because she's really been kind of like doing her own thing and peeling away from him.
Oh, and you thought this and was so going to be like reining her back? Yeah.
A comeback. Yeah. Well, not even like reining, but just like a coming together mm-hmm. or an agreeance or something like that. But no, she's yeah. just like, I am correct. Like you're just here. You know, I'm going to keep doing what I want to do. And because she's like, well, it worked. You know, all evidence proves that what I just did was successful and everything that you had done up until this point was not. Because we lost Dorne, we lost Highgarden, we lost, well, I mean, they got Casterly Rock, but no one was there. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. I'm winning the stuff. You're not winning the stuff. So, you know, it's hard to be like, well, listen to me when everything I said was wrong.
Yeah, it makes sense. But still, it sucks.
Oh, it sucks. No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not thrilled.
Oh yeah.
So then we go back beyond the wall. It's getting, you know, much snowier and windier. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, Tormund's like, look, there's a bear out there. I thought it was gonna be fucking Ghost, and I was so disappointed.
Oh.
Because it was like this thing walking around, and I was like, oh, but then it was walking kind of weird, and I was like, oh no, that's not right.
Yeah.
And then it had blue zombie eyes, and you're like, oh no.
No. Yeah.
So I don't know how many men we started off with that didn't have names.
Okay.
We started
out with. I was going to ask you guys this.
Yes. Okay.
I counted 10 people. I counted 10 people walking, and ooh. I'm like, how many fucking people are there in this
I
show?
Did
because
too.
There seem to be more and more and more every time because
we keep losing one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so like.
I noted okay. every time we lost a nameless guy. Yeah. So we have. Mm-hmm. We Rit. Started with 10. We know six or seven, I think.
Okay, yeah.
So it's the Hound, Jon, not Davos, Jorah, Gendry, Beric, Thoros.
Tormund.
Seven. It is seven.
Yeah. I think we had some extra guys in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I think we did too. I think you're right. Especially
if you only counted 10.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Because when they're first walking up.
Because it's like a big pulled back shot. And I was like, okay, 10 dudes. Like,
yeah.
I counted because I was like, this is probably important. There's 10 dudes. We know seven of them.
Like, I did the same thing. I was like, I wonder if I'll need to know. Yeah.
I didn't. But okay. So yeah. So if you have a body count, then. It's not going to add up because, okay. So we got
that. That was my whole thing.
That's only three nameless guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because we lost more than three.
Because, I was going to say the bear comes and immediately kills the three nameless guys. And then
I thought it only got two or one.
I think it just got the one guy because he got yoinked. He is gone.
Yeah.
But then, like, it definitely attacked a few of the other
nameless dudes. Yeah, it attacked another guy.
And, like, I thought that meant, like, oh, they're dead.
Done. I did, too.
And then there was also, like, because it also, in this scene, like, just fucks Thoros up. Like,
right?
And that apparently didn't, like, nobody else needed the help that he did. So I was like, so did it kill those other guys?
So I thought they were dead. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I assumed they were dead.
Me too.
But also, maybe it just, like, pulled its punch or, like, instead of clawing them, like, smacked them and they did
non-lethal damage.
Get like, yeah, maybe they just got knocked away or something. I don't know.
He retracted his claw. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yes, this was confusing because it like, yeah, it just takes the one guy out. Or like, but then, yeah, I had written down that he like, it knocks two other guys down. So I assumed dead. Mm-hmm. And then we got what the Brotherhood, they're the ones that light their swords, right?
Yeah.
And that's... then one of them, the bear gets on fire and then the hound's like, oh shit, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, Thoros stops the hound from getting hurt, but then gets like brutally wounded.
Oh my God. Yeah. For way too long. That's like, oh my God.
I thought this was like, this was it, honestly.
Yeah.
Cause like, then well, like bye. Tormund, but yeah, Tormund and Jorah with his like little, whatever the hell he has, his, and like, Tormund with his giant axe
or whatever.
Yeah.
Or dragon glass, excuse me.
And then whatever it is. So they like cauterize the wound. Mm-hmm. I thought that meant he was going to turn into a zombie if he was bit. So I was like, are we just not going to kill him right now?
So I don't think it's actual zombie logic. I don't think it's like you get bit. I think it's you actually have like you just get like killed like in battle and then resurrected as we see later. But if you die and your body isn't burned, you will come back as a zombie. But you're right. It you know, we keep talking about them like zombies and you assume, oh, if you get bit, you're going to become a zombie. It's not that kind of zombie, actually.
I was ready. Yeah. Okay. I was like, oh my God.
A necromancy thing.
No, that's just fair. Grayscale. So.
Yes.
I think I might also have been, because we've been so high on grayscale in the last season or so, that you're right. Like, it's different disease.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Less contagious ones somehow. I don't know.
Somehow, though there's more of them. Yeah. Okay. So he just wants to be healed so that he can keep going because he's not going to do it. Yeah. So he's just like, yeah, burn me, bro. And then, you know, we're going to go. So, yeah, like Jon and Tormund, they like, I thought they were like observing the dead men and like looking out into the snow. So we've lost 1 to 3 people already. We don't know, really.
Yeah. I have written down that they took out like 2 guys. Like they yoinked that first guy, and then there's at least one more guy who got like taken the fuck out.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So like 2-ish. So then we go to Winterfell, and we've got Sansa's bringing Littlefinger into her room, and he looks awfully smug because he knows what all of this is about, because we're catching up in the conversation where she's already told Littlefinger what happened. He's like, oh, I have no idea where she could have gotten this note from. You seem so very weird. Worried.
I wrote it in that like uppercase, lowercase, that like, he doesn't know where she got it. That in my notes. I was like, you fucker.
Oh my God. So then Sansa's like, I don't know, you know, who she is anymore. Like you know, Arya, and like, cause she said, well, she thinks I want to betray Jon. So she doesn't like Sansa's lamenting that they're not connecting, which is a real thing. And then Littlefinger brings up Brienne and it's like, hey, wouldn't she be a great mediator or something between the two of you?
And I was like, that's actually not a bad idea. But then
I thought so
like a,
too.
But then it sounded like a bad idea.
But I just, I don't know, because Sansa was like, you're right, she would be. But like, I'm confused about what happened between that and then the next scene with Brienne.
Yeah.
See, I interpreted it as Littlefinger was like, hey, so like she swore to protect both the daughters. So if one daughter was trying to kill the other, Brienne would step in and like kill Arya for you. That's how I kind of interpreted what Littlefinger was saying, was he was trying to like manipulate her into like, well, just get Brienne to kill Arya.
Or like use her as backup at least. Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
Like, hey, let's loop Brienne in so that she can like be on. Cause like, Brienne's already like more on Sansa's side just in general. And so like, if she found out that like Arya, like who she kind of doesn't know and like really didn't like swear that much of an oath about, like she was like, well, maybe
little oath.
Well, she was like, well, cause
and the other like one.
A, Yeah, like, wasn't there a thing where she, like, kind of didn't believe that Arya was the real Arya or something like that?
Oh, like they, like,
well, she
met
ran into
and
them
she,
with the Hound.
Oh, yeah, and she just didn't know who she was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Arya was like, I don't know you. I'm sticking with this guy. And then she kills the Hound.
Yeah, and then Arya was like, I'm out, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I thought that would have gone well, because I saw Brienne as like she understands Arya as a fighter, but she understands Sansa as a politician. Mm-hmm. So I just don't understand where the disconnect is in the next, and we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, like it felt like a good idea. And I was like, why is he suggesting a good idea? I'm very concerned.
I did the same thing. I was like, oh no, is this a good idea?
From Littlefinger? I was like, what? Right. So that confusing.
Yeah.
So we go back to the wall, beyond the wall, and Jorah talking to Thoros now. Like, what is their history? Because he was like, you're the bravest man I ever saw at Pike, and you were drunk and blah, blah. I was like, what are we talking about? What history lesson is this?
Yeah. This felt like extra world building that they could have cut out and just added some scenes of Jon looking longingly at Daenerys instead of, like...
Yes. Yeah.
Because I was like, have we ever... Like, Pike is... What, the
It's the Iron Islands.
The Iron Islands area. And so it's like, we've barely seen those, and we've definitely never seen, like, a big battle on them. I don't think.
No.
And so
we've heard about this. I think this is the battle that we have heard about several times. It's like, oh, man, this
Jamie
was
there, and Euron was there or something. Like,
oh, the whole gang was there. It was everybody. Yeah.
And so it's definitely, it's one of those things to me that felt like, oh, we're just like world building a little bit. But I was like, do we need this though? Like, especially between like Jorah and Thoros, like, you know, like Thoros already feels kind of like a tertiary character most of the time to me, because he's not, he's like Beric Dondarrion's, like, who is already kind of a B character to me, is like, he's kind of his little sidekick, which puts him like on C, like the third tier, like, characters of like how important they seem. So I was like, why are we having this conversation? Like, it's interesting to be like, oh, a little bit of backstory about the world. But I was like, I guess we just needed to see that Thoros is, like, still messed up. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, because, like, I really don't remember him being such a drunk when Gendry and Arya met them as part of the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this was more heavy-handed in the last couple episodes, where he's been, like, just, like, you know, all about the flask.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I don't... It just felt like... They didn't need a connection. Like, these were the two people that didn't, especially because Thoros dies later.
Yeah, I was going to say, it maybe was one of those things where it's like, let's flesh him out a little bit more so it hurts when he dies. like,
no, I was not sad. We were fine.
Yeah.
So then Tormund's leading right now, and they all stop because they hear metal clanking.
I said, thanks, and, subtitles.
Yeah.
Right? I know. Samesies. And they've come upon a little bit of the army of the dead. And John's like, where the hell are the rest of them? But they're like, now's our chance, because there's a few of them. So we got one of the White Walkers, which I have been calling generals, because to me there are generals.
Yeah.
And they got, you know, a few of the whites. And like, all they did to catch one of these whites is set a fire, and that's their trap. Yeah. And they're like, what's this? Oh, a fire. Oh, an ambush.
And they're going to throw a big net over them.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. So, like, John goes for the White Walker. Like, he's got the biggest, baddest sword anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Jorah is fucking useless.
Yeah.
Immediately gets choked out. And I'm like, you are an old man. Why are you here?
Yep.
Like,
because
absolutely
Khaleesi
useless.
Wanted him to go.
No, he said
he's trying to serve her. Yeah.
With his, like, little dagger. So John, you know, kills the White Walker. And then shatters most everyone else.
Conveniently, all but one.
That is all caps. Convenient.
Yes. Very convenient.
Because everyone's confused, but then like, oh, wait, there's one left.
Yeah.
So they like surround the white, and then Tormund's like, I'm going to throw down.
He just
and,
decks
like,
him.
Punch the shit out of you.
Yep. Which I was like, oh, you can knock out zombies? Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't feel like, yeah, this is like the one time where he was not, because then later on it shows him and he's just like twitching. Mm-hmm. So the hound like tries to get it to stop screaming, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we hear a distant rumble, mm-hmm. and you see like the snow going up, which means they're all coming. And John's like, oh my God, tie him up as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. We gotta go.
Was this the first time that they had figured out that like killing one of the generals kills a bunch of the whites, or?
Yes. Okay. This is the first time I've seen it.
Okay. I was like, I couldn't remember if it happened in like Hard Home or some of the other like White Walker heavy episodes in the past.
Because John killed another White Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was just the guy. Like it's only been one.
Yeah. Like it didn't do anything.
Not to anyone else. Mm-hmm. So this this was new to me, new information for me.
Yeah, because it seemed like it was new
verbatim
to them,
explained later, I think it's new to everyone else too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciated that because I was like, what the fuck just happened?
100%. Yeah, I like it. It's like, so that's interesting. I'm like, well, perhaps this. I'm like, yes, perhaps indeed. Perhaps this is what is happening here.
Exposition.
Mm, yes. Ideas.
So then this is when John tells Gendry, we know you're the fastest for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Because I guess you're younger than everyone. We don't know.
Yeah, we've decided.
I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
I think so too. So run back to Eastwatch. You totally know how to get there.
Yeah, I was like, I hope he knows.
Because you've never been north before. Send a raven to Dany. And then Tormund's like, give me your axe or your hammer. Because it'll make you faster. And I was like, aw, poor Gendry. He just lost his hammer.
Yeah. Okay, so how long do you think they've been walking?
See, okay, that was my question. Because, like,
Emily just put her hands on her head, very exasperated.
Yeah. Like, at this point, I felt like they had been walking, like, I felt like we were, because they kept cutting back and forth to, like, Winterfell and Dragonstone, and I felt like we were supposed to take away that this had been at least a couple of days that they had been walking north of the wall. Like,
it does feel like that, yeah.
And like, and there was nothing else, like, I have no evidence of that, but it's also like, so you guys, like, the alternative is to believe that you guys just immediately within the span of like a couple hours, I guess, stumbled on like the army of the dead, which, like, maybe, but that seems more like they had to, like, you could, because they found the mountain, the Arrowhead Mountain, you had to at least not be able to see that from where they started, and it's a big mountain, so
it's,
you have to
mountain.
Walk for at least a day or two, I feel like, so that you can be like, hey, there's that mountain that we totally couldn't see from the wall, like, the couple
also-
mile high wall.
And also, did they have to get around the mountain, or are they going up the mountain? Like, it's like, oh, we're close. I'm like, okay, like, more. Give me more of this.
Yeah. And they're not in, like, a nice walkable city. They're in, like, the tundra. Like, so.
Yeah.
It's not flat.
But they also didn't bring any supplies. So it's very, it's very, like, we did not plan to be here for several days. So, like, this whole episode could be, like, 24 hours. Yeah, honestly,
that's what I'm wondering,
and I think it might be 32 hours. Like looking at like the whole scope, like, this is like it's like it starts on a Wednesday and it ends Thursday, like, that's what we got. But at the same time, but you're right, the way it cuts back and forth, it does seem like different part of snowy tundra, very different snowy tundra, different permutation of people, and I'm like, okay, so
different weather
yeah, and it's like snowstorm, I'm like, okay, so this is like time is elapsing.
But then for
Gendry,
those...
it's like, Gendry, run back. And I'm like, how?
Yeah, like, what do you
how
mean?
How far?
Like, but then there is also just kind of like the, like, have some, like, and this is maybe nitpicky on the writers, but it's like, have someone say, like, you know, have Gendry be like, but we've been, you know, like, which way is it? And have somebody say, like, well, we've walked for like 8 hours in this direction. So just run 8 hours back in this, the other direction or so, you know, like, have some sort of like community. I don't know. Maybe they thought it was obvious, but I was like, have some sort of like, communication about how long we're supposed to assume that this has been, you know?
Yeah, instead of hearing about Thoros and how drunk he is, mm-hmm. why don't we get a line of, you know, someone, yeah, saying it's just a 5-hour run, or it's mm-hmm. just something yeah. like,
or it's like, man, we've been
a day.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, oh, we've been walking for 10 hours. I can't believe mm-hmm. we haven't found it. Oh, there they are, you know? Like, yeah, any kind of signposting would have been more helpful than mm-hmm. Thoros being, you know, party dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and like I felt like where the bear showed up, it felt dark. And so I was like, so it's nighttime.
I thought it was nighttime.
And so I was like, so at least a day, you know, like,
yeah. Right.
So,
yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought so. Yeah. But yeah, we never see them like make camp or anything. Yeah, yeah. So it's all very confusing. So Gendry leaves and then they're all like taking their prisoner and running. But the way that they run and not Gendry runs is to like a frozen lake.
Yeah. It's like,
so hey, they're like,
let's run into this clearly like bad place to be. Like,
to
let's
run.
Go a
yes.
different way than the guy we yes. sent to get help.
Exactly. Because then, you know, the whites who are smarter than us apparently can surround us around the lake.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, because they know where water is and we don't.
Did you remember where that was from? Do you know where we've seen that little area before?
The lake?
What?
The
lake?
Little,
what?
No, the little, the lake with the little stone outcropping. That was, you remember Bran's vision where he's in all the ravens and there's all the dead and then there's the Night King on the horse and the ravens are swooping down.
And he dispels magic?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, that's where that is.
Wait, so he's...
So Bran has seen this. You remember the useless guy who lives in Winterfell right now, who's not sharing information, who said, hey, the dead are up there. Can you send a raven? Not like, hey, there's this specific place. Maybe don't get trapped there because it'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
But no.
Well, you bringing that up now annoys me more because I'm like, so they had an explanation for why Dany could show up suddenly. Because they could have Bran send a raven because he knows the future and this is about to happen. And instead, Gendry runs back either sprints, 1 to 3 days and like suddenly she's here.
And the raven flies very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so do dragons. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now
I'm like, that could have fixed my main problem with this episode is like just a scene of Bran sending a raven to Dany pretending like they need help right now. Like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, that's frustrating.
Yeah. But yeah, so that is where that, like, we've seen this area before and that's where.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I did not even remember that.
I did not catch that.
No, well, good catch. Mm-hmm.
I got you.
So the whites are like running around, like basically surround them. Mm-hmm. And then another nameless guy trips.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gets caught, but then the ice breaks under them. So he's gone. And then it like domino affects the whites into the ice water.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So we're down 3 already.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all three that we know of.
That's all three.
Let's see if we get to negatives.
Right.
I think we will.
Yes.
So then they're like, okay, we're in this little, you know, thing. We're surrounded and we're worried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then we come back to Gendry running, you know, Terminator running to intense music.
Yeah.
And then like he can see the wall at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. It's like. It's there.
Yeah.
And then,
right? Like,
it's just not look close. Yeah.
No.
Like, as far as that mountain was to them before, that's how far it looks. It's like, it's within my sight, but it could take a day. Like, it could be nighttime by the time he gets there.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I looked at that and I was like, that's like, at least, like, I'm not doing
We're not close.
I'm not doing that in a couple hours. Like,
no.
No, so. You're cold. And, like, how is this happening? Mm-hmm. So then we cut back to the rest of our group. It seems like it's nighttime.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's cold and dark and everyone's like getting, you know, cold and like nobody's moved yet. And like, you know, their prisoners like getting antsy or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we're waiting for something to happen.
Uh-huh.
And then we go back to Gendry and he fucking trips. And I'm like, man.
Oh, he wipes don't the worry. Fuck out.
He collapses right in front of the gate somehow.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
And then Davos is like, what happened? And Gendry's like, we need a raven. So then again, we cut back to our fellow men. It looks like they slept there a night, quote,
yes,
and are like miserable and cold. So I think they fell asleep. Mm-hmm. So we're at least like 24 hours. I think this is the next morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I agree. So then what is Clegane's problem? He like gets up, kicks their prisoner, and then everyone gets kind of mad, understandably. And then we think to check Thoros, oh, he died. No worries. Yeah. He died last night and nobody thought to think about that or anything.
Yeah.
We're
guys, we don't huddle for warmth. It's fine. Yeah.
No, we just fall asleep just accidentally.
Fellas, is it gay to not die of hypothermia?
Right.
But then the Hound is like, don't worry, it's one of the better ways to go to bear. Yes. And it's like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Like, for a split second when he kneeled down, did you think he was going to like give some kind of like half-assed eulogy?
I thought he was going to like pray.
I thought he was going to
try to
say something nice.
Yeah.
Because the last time he and Thor, like the last time we saw like the two of them actually together, he was burying the farmer and his and his daughter. And and he was just like, I don't remember how to do this. And so Thor said something nice, and it was a nice moment. Mm-hmm. And all of that development of like, hey, I'm not such a shitty guy, is gone because he's like, well, at least he froze to death. I'm going to take his booze.
And then John, you know, takes it from him because at first I thought it was like, well, this is disrespectful. And John's like, no, man, we got to burn him.
poor. Yeah.
So Beric's like, all right, let me magically light this motherfucker and continue my prayers that I was already doing ahead of you guys. And it's like, all right, cool. That's fun. So then Jorah comes up and is like, hey, John, exposition. And John's like, possible fact, maybe they all, you know, die because now we know that there's whites and there's white walkers. Mm. Everyone knows that apparently.
Yeah.
So John's like, oh, it's the walker that turned them died. And Jorah's like, cool, that's the plan. And John's like, wait, what?
Yeah. It's like vampire rules. Like,
I mean, sure. Why not? Yeah. John knows about vampires for sure. But John's like, no, you know, Daenerys is our only hope, which feels odd for him to say, honestly, instead of Jorah. Like, that was an odd switch. But then Beric's like, nah, man, there's the Night King. Like, this is who we need to get. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's here.
Yeah. Yeah, like him and like four of the other like white walkers are just kind of like chilling on a ridge or whatever, and he's just like, let's kill them. And I'm like, how do you propose to do that? Because like by the time you get to them, you'll have killed all of the other like little whites, like,
right? You know, it's like, we don't have like flaming arrows that we can just like send over.
It's like, good,
the plan is flawed.
Yeah, it's like, good thinking. We need to workshop this a bit, Beric. Like, we need to think of some other options, or like, you know, also you guys are surrounded. So like, I don't know what you're thinking right now.
Yeah. I don't even think Beric knows because, well, number one, now he's like, well, you've lost your priest. You can't, you know, come back from the dead. And he's like, I've been ready to die. Yeah. Like, this is my time. And you're like, oh, okay. Mm. Well, this is cool. We go back to Winterfell, and we got Sansa walking around, and the Maester Wulkan gives her a note.
I said he scurries behind her.
Yeah, and he gives her an invitation to King's Landing from Cersei, which I was a little confused by.
Yeah, same.
Like, this kind of felt like it was out of left field for right now, because, you know, Dany's been talking to through Tyrion has been talking, like, it's been Cersei and Dany. So this whole thing over here, like, is this from episodes prior where Cersei was like, hey, whatever? Or
I'm trying to remember if there's been like a specific conversation about it.
I don't know.
But it was like a weird thing where it was like, is this actually from Cersei or is this like Littlefinger messing around some more? And like, no establishing shot in this episode to show that it was Littlefinger messing around some more. But it was also like, that seems like a Littlefinger thing to maybe do. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and we also in the prior episode showed him meeting with a woman in Winterfell. Mm-hmm. And she like gave him something and then walked away, or so. Like Littlefinger's doing creepy things around here, which you know is brought up in the next sentence, basically, where Sansa's like, "Hey, Brienne, we were just talking about you. I want you to go to King's Landing because I don't want to go." And Brienne's like, "That's not a good idea." And Sansa's like, "What? Jaime was nice to you?" And she's like, "No,
I'm not talking about
a good idea. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm talking about you with just Littlefinger at Winterfell." Mm-hmm. She's like, "Can I at least leave Podrick?" And Sansa like gets really angry.
Yeah.
I know.
It was like, "I don't want to be treated like a child. I want to be like, you know, I want to be treated like an adult," basically.
Like, this is my home. Yeah. This is the safest I'll be. And I'm like, "Hey, dude, that's not true anymore. Like, it's not.
You were treated very poorly in this home."
Yeah.
However many months ago.
I was also just like, "You're an adult princess. They have bodyguards. Like, calm down."
Yeah.
Like, that's a normal thing for you to have a bodyguard.
This is so heard of. Like, come on.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. But she takes advantage of, like, you know, Brienne being so honor bound. Mm-hmm. She's like, "Oh, you better get going or else it's going to start snowing," or something like that. And Brienne's like, "Okay, I guess I'll go." Yeah. So
this was also like, "Hey, we're going to remind you right before Dany flies her dragon up that. It's a couple months journey down to where they're at." Like,
oh my God.
Cause it was just like, cause Dragonstone is like not that far from King's Landing. It's like right across the like bay basically. And so it's just like, "Hey, by the way, Brienne, you better hurry because it's going to take you at least weeks, if not months, to get down there." And then also
Dany makes it in 15 minutes.
Yeah. And then also ignore the fact that we immediately cut to Dragonstone where Dany flies off. Like,
yeah, it's
what? I don't know what you're talking about in the next scene. So the end of that was basically like, okay, I feel like Sansa's plotting something, but I don't know what the fuck she's trying to do.
Yeah. She also looks very worried. Like, as soon as Brienne leaves,
she's not happy.
Like, she's she's stressed out.
Yeah.
And I think she, I think she knows that Littlefinger, like, she's not necessarily safe with Littlefinger there, but I think she's also like trying to control the elements that she can control.
Well, and now that I'm thinking about it, like, you guys were saying, "Oh, like, is Littlefinger suggesting something good?" And now I'm like, maybe he suggested it because he knows she would think he was being sketchy, and so she was sending Brienne away because Littlefinger suggested that maybe she'd be helpful. And so she was like, "I don't know what Littlefinger's doing with Brienne, but like, if he's trying to like get her to help, then I need to send her away because Littlefinger wants her."
Trying to get ahead of him.
That, like, makes sense too. Yeah.
Layers.
Yeah, because we
I'm coming around on this decision all of a sudden.
No, well, because we all said what a great idea it was. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, wait, if this was such a great idea, why did Littlefinger say it? So maybe Sansa said the same thing. She's
What's
like,
the angle?
Yeah. So, yes, we do indeed, fact, go to Dragonstone. And Dany is like power walking right to her dragons who are chilling in the field.
I wrote that Raven was fast as fuck.
Yeah,
because Tyrion's like, wait, no. Like,
this is
like,
bad.
I'm going to, But she's in this, like, I'm going to a cold place. I'm in my white winter coat
because
it's supposed to keep me from being chilly.
Now,
And Tyrion gets like desperate and emotional, and is like, "There's nothing without you." And I was like, "Dude, chill. You need to calm down.
Yeah,
like, this is not helping." And she's like, "Well, I've listened to you before, and I'm not doing it again." So she gets on Drogon and then leaves with all three of them. Which I don't know why. I thought it was maybe just going to be Drogon. And I was like, oh, damn.
No, she's ready to square up.
I mean, I'm glad.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, oh, no. This this is more than even Jaime saw before. Like, Jaime just saw the one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're following Daenerys' trajectory back to the wall, beyond the wall. We don't know what time it is. They're still all chilling. Clegane once again decides to do something stupid.
What a fucking problem.
Yeah.
Like, what a childish thing to do.
Yes.
So I'm going to throw a rock at one of the whites and it hits his jaw off. He's like, what an idiot. So I'm going to throw another one at him, but it doesn't hit him. And then the white's like, all right, you want a piece of this? And then, oh my God, they just start going.
Yeah. I was also like, that was a very small rock, and the whites are definitely heavier than this. Like, I don't know why they were like, that rock that is tiny is there. Like, it is fist-sized. Like, what?
Why?
But
yeah, I think it's like just showing that it like refroze. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure it's very cold. Like, I've never personally been on a body of water that has frozen that like is not always frozen. Like, I don't think I would trust it after, like, less than 24 hours, you know, after it had broken. Like, I'd be like, I'm good.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do that. But you do, with the scene, you do get this beautiful comedic moment of this jawless zombie, like, slowly looking up. And I'm just like.
That was fun.
Yeah. I was like, love this. Love some good wordless zombie comedy. Yep. I love that.
Sure. Yeah. Because you're not going to get much of it. So, yeah. So then they're like, okay, well. Now's our time.
Game on.
You know, the water. Yeah. So yeah, all whatever men we have left, number question mark, square up. And, you know, then they start to fight. The hound goes for it. Jorah's got his little dagger. Jorah saves John. You know, another man gets trampled. Yep. Another nameless man trampled and grabbed. So we're at negative one.
Negative one. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then John's like, he's like, we have to keep this prisoner and tells him to fall back.
We have to keep the high ground. Yeah.
Well, I was just like,
what high ground? Yeah,
my notes literally say, fall back to where, John? You're on an island in the middle of the thing. Like,
I know. Yeah. I'm like, I don't understand. So, then Tormund.
Oh, he gets wrecked.
He's like, oh my God, pulled down. Grabbed from people in the water and then starts screaming for a little too long. Because I was like, oh, this is the end.
Yeah.
Like, this is it.
Uh-huh.
And then the hound's like, gotcha, bitch. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like my heart. I was like this, like covering my face.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is this it? Is he gonna? Okay. So John's got our prisoner. Then he gets attacked. Another nameless man. Yeah. Grabs the prisoner and then immediately falls backwards into a pile of whites and gets devoured.
So we're now negative, -2.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then like John looks out to like sad Celtic music and all seems hopeless. And then everything goes into slow motion.
It's very Battle of the Bastards. Like it's very like everything happening around him where he's kind of standing. And there were like, I think like even as they were like, you know, sort of like clustering together on that sort of island situation, it felt a lot like that same battle. Like it had a little.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like very reminiscent of that. So like it makes sense.
Because this is when we're down to our important five.
Yeah.
Left. Yeah. Because they all at one point like turn to Jon and then turn back. So we've got Jorah, Jon, Tormund, Beric, and the Hound. All, you know, just trying to survive.
Yeah.
But then just as soon as Jon's like, okay, I guess we're still in this. Drogon comes down with like flame breath and like triumphant music and, you know, so many whites are burned and then the water, you know, reopens again. And then, you know, Dany and Drogon like land to protect them.
Which also, how big is that island? Like, isn't most of that ice? Wouldn't he, I don't know.
Like, wouldn't he just like immediately sink? It was really odd.
Yeah. I was like, okay, whatever.
He's like a, maybe he's like a bird where their bones are hollow or something like that, you know, where he's just like, I'm just going to perch.
Maybe. I don't know.
That was bullshit completely.
Oh, right. Because everything else in this show is so founded in reality and science.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, their bones must be very light because they flew fast as fuck.
Yep.
So.
Yes, they did. So then Dany like reaches her hand out specifically to John. John's like, nah.
Hang on a sec.
I'm going to go fight something else. But then if you watch her in the background, she like awkwardly draws it back.
Yeah.
And she's I was like, oh, that was weird.
Yeah. No, she was like, come with me. I am here to save you. Yeah. Everyone else.
And he's like,
I'm happy to save them too, but you are why I'm here. And he's just like, hold that thought.
He's like, I gotta get a few more. Just hold on.
I'm not done.
Yeah. So then the Night King is like, hand me my whatever this is, giant staff of ice.
Like a spear, yeah.
As like all the other men get on the dragon, but specifically John.
Uh-huh.
And then he like dramatically throws the giant staff at, and I didn't know who it was until the captions, Viseron. Mm.
Thanks for those captions.
Viserion. Yeah. Okay. And then like immediately and dramatically kills him. Like blood is everywhere.
Yeah. Oh,
it was so crazy.
Oh yeah.
And then like sinks into the ice. Like, but then in my note, I was like, we all know where this is going. Ice dragon.
Yeah, you did know. Good job.
I did.
Yeah.
So yeah, so at this point, like, you know, Dany, super upset. Drogon, very upset. John's like, what just happened? But also, I'm still not going to get on your dragon. I'm still going to keep fighting people. But then he looks at the Night King again. The Night King's like, next, we're going to keep going with this.
You got two more. Let's go.
Right? Yeah. Like, I'm pretty good at this. I think I got it. So, yeah, John's like, just go. I don't know why, though. Like, what's the point? You're not going to kill them all. So I was very confused.
I don't know what his I don't know what his plan is. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially
cool.
Because nobody does. It didn't end with him like questionably still alive. Like they ended it with him back, and it's like,
yeah,
okay. Why though? Like why the drama if you were immediately going to cut the tension like 2 minutes later? Like
we will talk about the Deus Ex Machina of getting John out of here.
Yeah.
Because I yes. Yeah. I'm mad.
Basically, why the drama?
I hate it. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, the.
It's like, oh, it's okay. I'm sacrificing myself. No, I'm not. I'm fine. Yeah.
For what? I'll you see did you guys nothing.
Exactly. It didn't save them any time. It didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. He could have just hopped. There was plenty of room. It wasn't like there was no room on the boat.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
You know, it's a fucking dragon. Mm-hmm.
There's also another dragon he could have taken.
Yeah,
because he bonded with them, sort of, not really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
He's a weird stepdad. It's okay.
My God. Jorah be so pissed.
Oh, my God. Jorah wishes.
He wishes he was that dragon stepdad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So
Dany, like, pauses again, but then's like, oh, my God, you know.
I gotta go.
So, yeah, she's gotta go, because John, like, keeps fighting people for no reason, and then gets pulled underwater, and she's like, fine, I'm just leaving.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done with you right now. And then, like, at the last second, like, misses the spear and almost loses Jorah in the process.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah. Why couldn't that have happened?
Oh, my God. Make her two boyfriends come back from the wilderness together again.
Together?
Yeah.
I was about to say, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, just like fucking Dario and him in the desert.
Yep. So she's, like, kind of still, like, circle, she doesn't circle, but she looks back again. Like she is very concerned about John, but goes. So then the Night King and his posse are like, well, guess our work here is done. Let's slowly go away. And then we focus on the sword that John conveniently dropped right outside of the water pit.
Yes. Right.
You know, that he fell into.
Yeah.
And then like comes up for air almost immediately.
Yeah.
You know, grabs a sword, gets out of the water.
God, some of the whites are like, shit. Yeah. He is not doing well.
Hey. Oh, no. He's fucking freezing.
Yeah.
He's so cold.
I know. I like that they didn't just have him come up and go, all right, let's go. He was just like, I hate this. Yeah. All right. Like, he does not
he's like
good.
Hobbling along. Mm. And then some of the whites are like, wait a second.
He like slowly pulls that sword up. He's like, all right, fine, let's go.
Yes. And then, my God, I didn't know how he was going to get out of this, but I didn't think it was going to be Uncle fucking Ben swinging his flame weapon around and stops just long enough to put John on a horse. And John's like, come on. And he's like, nah.
I can't.
See you later.
So My notes, I wrote, man, that felt like a really unsatisfying Deus Ex Machina. And then I said, I was going to say, how did this happen in the books? But womp womp.
Yep.
Because
we're past I was going to say is this is why he didn't give his horse to Bran, is because he knew he was going to have to save John later.
Shut up. Oh, man. Can he see the future too? Or is this just like this is foreshadowing for later?
No.
Right.
Mm-mm. No.
I can't give you my horse, Bran. It's for foreshadowing.
Yep.
It's like, this was like the most unsatisfying reunion of 2 seconds. And then John like was like, okay, I'm going. Yeah. And Ben's like, I got this. And then immediately gets taken down.
Yeah. I know.
It was just like, we're like, shows up, refuses to elaborate, and then immediately dies.
Take my horse.
Just like, okay.
I don't understand the question and I won't respond to it.
Yeah.
No.
I
hold my beer. Oh God.
Oh my God. This would have been better if it was fucking if the other dragon mm-hmm. had saved him. If it was Rhaegon or something.
Yeah.
Cause he's Ooh. Still just fucking there. He was like, oop, let's go. Mm-hmm. Like he just dipped. But I'm like, mm-hmm. you could make this more satisfying.
Yeah.
Anything else could happen.
Yeah.
A ghost. I was ghost. Like, where's Ghost?
Yeah. Ghost can yeah. come save him. But no, it's Uncle Ben, who we haven't seen in 2 seasons, mm-hmm. who John has not seen since season 1.
Episode?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like episode 1.
Yeah.
And this is their reunion. And then this is it. Mm-hmm. And I just.
Yeah.
I don't.
Wild.
I
but we had to see him die though, or else we would have never known.
Yeah. You know, you're not wrong, or else he'd just be out there somewhere.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Wild. Yeah. Wild, wild. Oh man.
I'm glad y'all are mad about this too. I was just like, yeah. what the shit?
I completely
I fully forgot. Like, how does John get out of this? And then I was like,
yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Cause I was definitely in your camp of like, I thought the other dragon like just swooped in and like he got on it or it picked him up because they have big feet and like it just like grabbed him and was like,
yeah.
I'm not waiting for you to get on me. I'm just taking you. And then I was like, oh yeah, the whole Uncle Benjen thing. Like that was a very confusing thing that they were like, oh, people from the books want to see Uncle Benjen, but we also basically aren't including any of that other storyline. So like, I guess kill him. Like, so.
Yeah, we gotta finish him off in a satisfying mm-hmm. way, yeah. you know, because all the loose ends, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
So then we are at Eastwatch again, mm-hmm. and we've got the Hound, Tormund, and Beric. They got the prisoner and they're like putting him on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
So the Hound and Tormund are like, we're chill. Yeah. And then Beric's like, hope you see you again, Clegane. And Clegane's like, hope I fucking don't.
Right.
So please, for don't. Whatever reason, they're splitting off now. So yeah. I'm not sure what their plans are, like who's going where. That's confusing to me. Because they were like, we had the same plan up until this point. So like, what's different now?
Yeah.
Nothing.
The Hound doesn't have, like, as far as we know, he doesn't have another plan. Like he.
No. Well, that's what I mean. It's like, is he yeah. trying to go back to King's? Is he going to go with John? Is he going to go back? Like, I don't know.
Good question.
What he's doing now.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to be with Beric. And Beric's by himself now because he lost all his other people.
Yeah. Beric might hang out at Eastwatch because that's where Tormund is staying for now with the other free folk.
Well, why would he stay with Tormund? Wait, are you talking about Clegane?
Oh, no. No, Beric? I'm saying Beric. Because, like, you know, Beric.
You think Beric would... Why would Beric stay with the free folk?
Just to have somewhere to stay? I don't know. Maybe he's okay, lonely. He's lonely. I don't know.
He's like, I got to find someone else to bring me back to life.
I mean, shit, maybe. Oh my God, yeah. What if he ends up back? Wait, no, where is Melisandre? Like, she's not at Dragon's.
She said she was going back home to another island.
Right, that was it. The island that we've heard of twice. And she's like, I'm going to go back home. We go, okay.
Yeah.
And then she's like, but I'll be back.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So then, we cut like up to the top of the wall, and like Drogon's like flying around, like, oh, this is fun. It's cold here.
Yeah.
And Dany's like, I'm looking out past the wall. Jorah's like, hey, it's time to go. She's like, no, wait a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And Jorah seems kind of sad that she said that, like, because we all know what she's waiting for.
Uh-huh.
I was unclear.
But then
I was unclear if she was waiting for her dragon, thinking maybe it didn't die, or if she was waiting for Jon. So.
Oh. Okay.
I couldn't tell.
I only thought of John.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like that's what the writers wanted me to think, but I'm like, the dragon's like her child. Maybe she thinks, like, it was just a flesh wound and it got knocked out and it'll be back.
Oh.
So.
Ugh. I mean, sort of.
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, in a way.
We'll get there. In so many ways,
sometimes dead is better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So yeah, so she's like, okay, I guess we'll go. But then as soon as she turns, like the horns blare, there's a rider approaching. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh my god,
she's so it's relieved. John.
And he's like, who could dead it be? On his horse, basically. Like,
oh my god,
coming. He's just a body on the horse. Yeah. But then we cut to like on her boat, apparently. Uh-huh. Yeah, and they've. I don't know why we didn't do anything inside of Eastwatch, but we did it on the boat where Davos was like changing John's clothes there, like taking off his wet clothes,
the frozen clothes still. And yes. It's just like,
and then like Danny's just there watching, super creepy, like watching him get undressed. I'm like, why are you here? Like, you are not like, suddenly we're all invested. And now she like sees his death scars.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, maybe she's putting two and two together. Whoops. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's all coming together for Daenerys. And
Davos is so, like, cracking open his clothes and she's like, I can fix it. I can, like.
Yeah, like now I'm invested. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a tortured, wounded soul and I need to, like, the emo side has won me over.
He's
like,
been hurt before.
And not by me, so I think this will work. But we won't finish there. No. So we go back to Winterfell again. And we got Sansa. I don't know why it took me a second to realize she was in Arya's room, but I think they focused on the dagger and I was like, oh, I guess it's a weapon, so of course it's Arya's room.
Oh yeah.
But then, you know, she finds a satchel with fucking faces.
Yeah.
And another Arya's face. Like,
Yeah,
multiple, at least two.
Yeah.
And Sansa's like, the fuck. Yeah.
I said, and Arya's Sansa like, asks reasonably, what the fuck?
Yeah, and Arya's like, do you want to play a game? And Sansa's like, I mean, yeah, it's like, Arya, you're becoming everything that you left. Like, I don't understand. Like, you were literally Sansa, like, two seasons ago and being, like, tortured by this assassin group. And, like, now you're doing this to your own sister.
Yeah.
So,
and she failed out of assassin camp. Yeah. Like, she did a bad job.
Did she, though? Because she has the faces and she can do it now.
I don't know. I don't.
It's arguable.
I don't know if she passed the internship or not. I have no idea.
We can't ask Jack and we don't know.
We can't. We simply can't. He's no one.
So, yeah. So Arya, like, stuck in the past, like, believes Sansa just wants to be queen.
Mm-hmm.
Sansa keeps asking about the faces, understandably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Arya, like, it's just so... so frustrating. Like, Arya's like, you haven't changed at all. And it's like, yes, they have. So, but then she's like, oh, well, you know, the faces mean I can become anyone, including you. And, like, you know, picks up her knife. And then as Sansa, like, stands her ground and, like, doesn't run away, she's like, here's the dagger. I'm going to leave the room. Like, what the fuck? So she just, like, threatens her sister and is like, we're in limbo now.
They're not playing the same game. Like, they're not on the same page. Arya is just like, I see what's happening here. And Sansa's like, no, you fucking don't. Like,
you don't. What is this?
Now, was that dagger an important dagger? Like, I felt like they were focusing on it. And I was like, is this a dagger I'm supposed to recognize? Is this, like, the dagger that, like...
Yes. Yes.
It was with Bran or whatever, or like little thing.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay. So I was good.
Yeah, you did it.
Yes. The one that almost killed Bran, Littlefinger gave to Bran, Bran gave to Arya. So full circle, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Yes. So unfortunately, that's where we leave them.
Yeah.
Which, not thrilled about that, because Sansa is alone and Arya is alone but doesn't give a fuck. We're back on Danny's boat. John's like, oh, I'm waking up in this boat, and Danny is right the fuck there.
Oh, yeah, truly. It's like, who could this be? I'm like, you know who it is.
Didn't go anywhere.
No.
Like, just here. He's still shirtless. I'm like, what is your deal? And she's, like, crying. And I'm like, is this the first time we've ever seen you cry?
This is the most upset she's ever been.
Ever.
Ever.
And then John, like, apologizes and takes her hand and is like, I wish we never went, that we'd never gone. And she's like, oh, well, you know, we had to see it to know what we were fighting.
So I will say, I think I didn't fully hate this. It doesn't feel,
I didn't either.
It doesn't feel as earned as it could, but like,
it felt genuine.
Yeah. And like, I think
it did.
And I think when John apologizes, he's saying like, I'm so sorry one of your children was murdered. Like, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm so sorry that this happened to you. Mm. And I think that it's something where, like, you know, someone else would say, you know, man, our you know, it's a good thing we, you know, thanks for saving me, or like anything else. But like, the fact that the first thing John says is, I'm so sorry that this happened to you. Like, I think that that tells you what you need to know about John and how he's like, you know, like what his priorities are. Yeah. He's like, I'm glad we, and, you know, won, but like, holy shit, this sucks.
Yes. And that he understands her priorities and how she feels.
Yes.
And also that he's I mean, I'm sure he's sorry that he had to ask for her help in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they had a plan. It just didn't work. And then when they had to back up and punt, unfortunately, that didn't work out for everyone. So, yes, this was the most earned between the two of them that we've seen at all. Because she, you know, she brings up again, like, oh, you know, my dragons are my kids. I can't have kids, blah, blah, blah. We know that. But now she's like, I am ready to destroy this king with you.
Yes.
Yes. Like, we are in this. And then John, out of fucking nowhere, says, thank you, Danny. Yeah.
I know.
And I read that subtitle and I was like, the fuck? And then she's like, the last person that said that was my brother. Maybe don't say that.
It's like, hey, that's
gross. Like the nicest way possible.
Right. Yeah.
And so he gets all smooth and is like, what about my queen? And she's like, what?
Right.
I mean, all right. I get it. That would work. That would work on me. I'm not going to lie.
Absolutely. Because he's like, I'd bend the knee, but I'm, you know, bedridden, basically. You know? And I was like, well, damn, John. Okay.
Well, the whole time, like, that conversation Tormund was having at the beginning of the episode of, like, if you're cold, the best way to stay warm is, like, running, fighting, or fucking, or whatever. And I'm like, oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like,
where are we going with this? Tormund is predictive, you know, the future. So then, like, it's funny, though, because, like, it switches because now she's all humble and is like, well, what about, you know, the people that follow you? And I hope I deserve to be backed by you. Uh-huh. And he's like, you do. And they take hands. And I was like, are they going to fucking kiss? But they don't.
Yeah. So I and you're absolutely right. Like, it's such a weird.
Yeah.
So I wrote the I was very sleepy when I was watching this episode. So there were things where I was like, I don't know if I'm reading this the right way. Or if I was just like, kind of like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, this feels like a really fast pivot for her to be like, oh my God, I hope I deserve this. But also, this whole episode has been an emotional roller coaster for her. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is organic. Maybe this is her going, like, you know, being like sort of rocked by what she saw and the experience. And it's like, hey, maybe I need to like recheck my priorities.
Yeah. Well, and like,
I think there is room for that.
Well, and I hate that I'm like agreeing with you and giving some credit to the writers, because it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, it wasn't good. It could have been executed so much better, but it's like, okay, so we started now that you're saying that, it's making me think of like, okay, so we started this episode. Danny's arc was, I don't want to think about my mortality. Her dragon dies. And now she's like suddenly thinking about mortality and kind of like matured up. And I'm like, damn it. The writers, did they have a plan? Am I agreeing with kind of what they did and just wishing they executed it better? Like,
maybe.
Yeah. And I think you're totally right, though. Like, I think it was like, oh, yeah.
It's a shitty map, but it still got us from point A to point B. Like, you know what I mean?
Now that you're saying that, I'm like, nope, you're right. Yep. We definitely like this is I can see how we got there, even though I'm like, ooh, I didn't. It feels fast and forced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's going through the same, like, you know, like taken aback that everyone kind of does once they see the White Walkers and everything, you know, because it's like seeing is believing in so many ways with these things. Even though she's seen magic, John has come back from the dead. Like, she's like, I still didn't get it until I saw it and then, you know, lost something. So she's like, OK, I get this now.
Yeah.
But it did. Yeah, who knows if they actually meant that or if they just kind of stumbled upon it, but it worked. So I'm kind of mad to say, like, this kind of worked for me. But then, like, she breaks the moment and pulls her hand away, and then she's like, you should get some rest. And then he, like, immediately closes his eyes like a toddler.
I was just like, what is this?
He's just like, okay, close my eyes. Like, wait for her to go.
That conversation took a lot out of him. I don't know.
I mean, it really did. He basically, like, pledged himself half naked to this woman.
Listen, John.
I guess now he's in love with.
John successfully talked to a girl. That was, like, exhausting for him.
That is true.
It's been a while,
too. It's happened twice ever.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
He's doing okay for himself.
He's doing all right. We love this for him.
It's okay.
Well, yeah, that's true. Maybe we don't love this for... Yeah, well...
I don't know. I don't know what I love.
Yeah, that's fair.
We have one more scene.
Okay. We sure do.
Yes. So then we go back beyond the wall. And it's like, did you think we were done? Hell nah. We got a bunch of whites like with big old chains.
Uh-huh.
And they are pulling Viserion out of the water for Ice Dragon. Mm-hmm. And so the Night King's like, all right, all I got to do is like touch this bitch. And his eye opens and it's blue. Mm-hmm. And it's oh no. Well, shit.
Yep.
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Right.
yeah. Trap card.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh. that's where we end it, which more satisfying than John possibly dying again. Like, if they had stopped there, I would have been really mad because we've already been faked out enough. And like I said before, definitely didn't think the White Walkers were going to be, like, the big antagonist here. So I'm like, all right, dragon versus dragon. What are we doing? What's happening? Are we even going to see Cersei next episode? I don't know. I don't care right now. I'm ready for this shit. So, this is bonkers.
This was a wild second to last episode.
Yeah.
Man, like.
Yeah.
Crazy. And now Dylan, I gave you, almost free reign of this entire season. Why did you pick one of these as one of the big ones for you?
So, like I said, I didn't remember a ton about like these seasons.
For sure.
And so when I was looking through like the list of episodes, I was like, okay, like what are the events that I remember explicitly happening from the season? And so this was one of the episodes where I was definitely like, okay, I remember that this is where the dragon, like they like capture the white and like there's a big fight and the dragon dies. Like I remember that being an episode.
Done.
And then I forget what the other one was. It was either the episode right before this or the episode.
I think it was the finale as well.
So it's like, and I was like, okay, I remember the events that happened in this episode as well. And so I was like, those ones seem like, cool episodes. And, as always, I was like, it's always a good time coming on your show. And so I'm like, I'm happy to do whatever episode. I'll watch whatever you tell me to. But like these ones are pretty cool episodes. These are ones that I remember when I looked back at the season versus like, I'm sure if I watched this, I would remember what's going on. But like just off the top of my head, I can't remember like where everything else kind of happened. And so that was the, main thing. And it, as kind of weirdly executed as a lot of the stuff was this episode, it was one that like, felt like a bunch of big stuff happened in this episode, like they kept like,
absolutely.
We had characters die. We had a dragon die. We had a dragon get raised from the dead. We had like, Dany and John finally like joining forces, like officially.
Yeah.
That's
huge. Yeah. Because that was the more will they, won't they versus them actually getting together up until this point. It's like, because neither one of them had truly committed to the other until now. And it's like, okay, what pushed John over? Was it Tormund talking? Was it this? Was it her losing her? Like, we don't know. And maybe he's just like, well, I'm sorry you lost your child, so I'll swear my fealty to you. Who fucking knows? But, yeah, but she said she was gung-ho as well. Like, she's ready to get him, get the Night King and, like, fully support him. So he was like, okay, well, if you're on board, then I guess I'm on board.
I think that might be one of those big tipping points, too, because, like, they're finally, like, kind of on the same page like, where the threat is. And I think, like, at first, like, when it was, her main motivation was, well, I need to win this war. I need to do this. I need the throne. And he's like, you can do that. That's fine. But we need to knock this out first. Yeah. And, like, their priorities finally being aligned, I feel like probably has, something to do with that as well. But I think it's just a combination of a lot of it, honestly. It's like just kind of the time that works out.
Well, yeah, like we said, Daenerys's whole trajectory of this episode, how that worked out in general anyway, and how they kind of came to the same conclusion in different ways. Yeah, I can't give too much credit to the writers because they're batshit, but, you know, it came out okay. We'll give credit to the actors, maybe.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
Like, they all did a good job.
Yes, they did a great
job.
And
like I said, you know, like, this is, like, I don't hate the story of this episode. It's just like one of those things where like, this is definitely where I started being like, man, I wish they would have executed on that cool story they're telling a little bit better.
It wasn't as clean.
Cause I feel like the first like 5 or 6 seasons were almost like flawlessly executed. Not like 100%. There were like definitely gripes that I had about them, but it was just like, hey, like, this feels really solid. This feels like we're, you know, like, hitting marks. And then this, I think, like I said, this...
There was never a point until now where it got, where it felt sloppy. Yeah. Like, whether or not you agreed fully, there was never anything...
full.
Exactly. Yeah, everything felt intentional. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you liked that intention, it felt like it was there on purpose. And they didn't forget, you know?
And forget. That'll be interesting. Yeah, did they forget about this person?
Yeah, it's just like, oh... And lose count and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Little things.
Yeah. And like the start of sort of the rushing of like just how everything moves so fast, because like, I love the show, but there are times where it feels so slow and plodding, like in some of those middle seasons where it's just like, we're going to check in with everybody for like, here's like, they have people all over the place. And so it's like, here's a 5-minute check-in. All right, we're done with this character until next week. And here's a 5-minute check-in and we're done with this character. And so it's like, to, like you were saying earlier, to get an episode where it's just like, there are like 3 things happening and really like 1 big thing and 2 small side things. And it is just boom, 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 boom. Also, like, the Raven is flying at Mach speed and the dragons are flying at Mach speed and, you know.
Yeah,
like,
sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, that was, you know, like, Even with my gripes about that, this was a pretty cool episode, I thought. So.
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, you're right. Sloppy, unintentional. But like, if you're just looking at it for like a cool action, like, fantasy story, fucking cool.
It's pretty cool.
Like, you know, shit's happening. Like, things are happening. People are fighting. People are, you know, like, it's very base level, very entertaining still.
Like, if you removed the Game of Thrones label from it, it'd be like, oh, this is some cool fantasy stuff. Like, but then you stop Game of Thrones and it's like, my expectation went up a little bit and now this feels sloppy.
And now there are puzzle pieces. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you would just, if this were any other, okay, cool book. But yeah, they set up their own failure in so many ways. They set up their own trajectory. Well, you know, Martin also set them up for failure without finishing the fucking books.
Yes. Flying too close to the sun.
Oh, Icarus. I think we pretty much, we did the damn thing. We can go and move on to plugs. And Dylan, it's been a little while since you've been on here. What would you like to plug?
I am one half of the podcast, Your Friendly Neighborhood Gamers. We get together, me and Andrew. We talk about video games for the most part. We do a lot of kind of different aspects of that. So we talk about just like games that we're playing. Sometimes we talk about like a specific topic in gaming, or try to do like fun little, you know, other episodes. And then we also will have guests on, and, you know, that are in sort of the nerdier space, and talk with them and interview them. And so we've had both Emily and Kate on our show. And so if you're, you know, wanting to get a kind of feel for us, maybe check those episodes out. We try to approach it, you know, like in the video game podcast space, there's a lot of people that, you know, like a lot of the big ones are people that go in and they do that professionally. And so like, that is their job, is to go play video games and talk about video games. And so our kind of shtick is like, we try to approach it from a more, you know, just like average person who's like buying games that are 5 years old on sale because, like, you know, and, you know, it's like, I want to talk about this now. And like, obviously we it's a big hobby of ours. And so we buy into the hype and, you know, we know what's going on sort of in the game industry, but we also want to just like celebrate everybody that is a gamer, which is, you know, we are not just interested in the hardcore people that play every single new game that comes out, because there are plenty of other podcasts for those people, and they're not listening to ours. And so we're trying to market some more of like the, you know, like, hey, you like video games as a hobby. And so, and that's kind of our spiel. So we have a, our podcast is our main thing. We have a YouTube channel where we do some other content. We're on social media. We occasionally post TikToks and stuff. Not really, but yeah, so.
Yeah. I've always loved, like, I've always felt very seen by you guys as far as getting, and felt welcomed in your space, even though for a long time I never felt like I was appropriately or aptly could call myself a gamer. But, you know, even your first podcast before Level Playing Field, I was like, there's people like me. Like these are my people. I love this. So I love what you guys do. And like I said in the beginning, whenever they have guests or there are three people, they run a game and Dylan runs the games and makes them up and they are hilarious and awesome.
I do my best.
I love them. I every time I listen and Andrew's like, oh my God, a game. I'm like, yay, a game. I can't wait to listen to it. So those are my favorites. And this is also where, if you want to plug something, Dylan, that you've just been randomly enjoying, it can be a video game or something else, book, hobby, whatever.
So when we're recording this, Spotify Wrapped just came out. And I'm pretty sure I plugged this last time I was on, but my top podcast of the year was the Magnus Archives. And so that's what I've been listening to a lot.
Okay.
It's like an anthology horror podcast that has like an overarching story. That's really cool and interesting in my opinion. So I'll plug that. I'll also plug another show that I've been listening to recently, Super Bracket Bros, which Eli probably plugged last week. If you want to hear more about that, check that out too. Those have been kind of the ones I've been listening to lately.
Cool. Kate, do you have anything you've been enjoying?
So I have been enjoying recently I've been enjoying very stupid movies. We watched Fast X,
nice.
The new Fast and Furious movie. Oh, it's buck wild. It's real stupid. It's one of those movies where like I'll just kind of look over on the couch and I'm just like, what was that? And my husband's like, yeah. And then I'm like, no, that's dumb. Why did that happen? Mm-hmm. But it's just very fun. There's a movie that I randomly found on Netflix. It is called Hidden Strike. It is not good, but it is Jackie Chan and John Cena.
Whoa.
And it's exactly what you want that. It's exactly what you want that combo to be. It's bonkers. It is Jackie Chan
It is
Jackie Chan putting his entire heart and soul and very athletic, agile body into this role, and John Cena being John Cena.
Nice.
The plot doesn't make any sense. The action is very fun. Truly, it's a very good time. It's got outtakes at the end of it. It's, you know, it's exactly
what love Jackie
it's,
Chan.
It's exactly what you want it to be.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But yeah, that is the latest thing that I like watched and was just like, this is very fun. I have a thing to plug on the podcast. Like I get really excited when I watch something. Like I rewatch so much shit where I'm or like like at one point, like I had plugged Interview with a Vampire, the TV series. But I plugged it when I had watched like one episode and then I finished the first season and I was like, hell yeah, this is so good. And I was like, I already plugged this. I plugged it before I really knew how good it was, which it's very good.
Right.
Like, you know, I get excited when I like watch a new thing or something and I'm just like, I can tell people about this on the podcast. But there's another, so along with the Fast and the Furious movies. All of those are very fun if you haven't seen them. But there is a podcast called The Worst Idea of All Time. And it's two comedians, I think, from New Zealand. And in past seasons, what they have done is watched the same bad movie every single week and recorded a podcast for an entire year.
Wow.
So they did Grown Ups 2, they did Sex in the City 2, which is apparently atrocious. They've done it with some other movies, and I can't remember what. Okay. But with this season, they're doing Fast and Furious, but they're watching it backwards. So they're watching
no.
So they were watching F9 nine times. They're watching whatever the eighth one is eight times, the seventh one seven times, and so on and so forth. And I think they're like, I think in December they're about to finally watch the first one once.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So like right now, listening to them talk about nine, they're just like, okay, who are these people? Yeah. And it's just very, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's just listening to them unravel it. But like, I've also seen all of these movies, so I'm wondering like what this experience is for someone who hasn't seen them. It's very funny. They're very funny.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's called The Worst Idea of All Time is the podcast. Yeah. Okay. And the Jackie Chan movie is called Hidden Strike. It's on Netflix. Okay. It's very bad. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to find that for sure.
It's bonkers. But yeah, Emily, what are you enjoying?
I realized I have not been doing anything. So for
aggressive
context,
family time, that's what you're plucking.
Well, I mean, kind of. Yeah. For context, my husband just deployed on Monday. So at the time of this recording, so I had just been trying to, you know, keep it together. But I'm trying to think of anything. We did, so, you know, speaking of little random video games, we, before he left, we bought the Bluey video game, because our daughter is very into Bluey. And so we're like, oh, this could be fun. And you know, maybe like an introduction. She's only 2.5. So we're not really there with the controller yet and everything, but she likes watching it occasionally. But then the problem is, so like she'll see, cause we bought it on the Switch. She sees like the other list of games. So then when she gets bored, she's like, play Let's Go Eevee. And she's like, play Pokemon Snap now. So I have to like get out of the game, load another one. So it's like, there's this give and take. But the one that we found out that she loves the most to watch is Fall Guys. So that's what she likes to watch, you know, dad play. So now mom has to figure out how to play Fall Guys so that when she asks for it, I can kind of do it. But I guess basically
it's
just.
It's hard.
It's hard. I
have never
played
Fall Guys.
I think I won one of the mini games and I was very excited. And then the second one just kicked my ass.
Yeah, it's hard. So I guess just video games with your kid watching them. Cause she's, we're not there yet. I think like 4 might be like the controller, you know, period. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I haven't been doing all. Hopefully, you know, the next month or so I'll watch something new or something. Yeah. Cause I'll supposedly have free time. I don't know.
But right now you're just settling back into whatever your kinda, routine is.
Whatever that is. Yeah. I don't know. It's holidays and deployment.
I was
so going to
say,
like,
yeah, it's no going to get all fucked up in December anyways. We're just
yeah. January thing. Will be my restart, I guess, in so many ways.
Yeah.
But if you do like what you're hearing, which is a bunch of BS and stuff, and you want to know how to support our show, you can check out our Patreon. This one's going to be a bit of a long one because we had some technical issues. So it's okay. It happens to everyone. We're not mad. So you get to hear, you know, people dropping out of calls and stuff like that. It's at patreon.com/gameofgrownspod. And for as little as $5 a month, you can get access to things like our notes and the unedited episodes of the show. Kate, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ophelia Swims. Ophelia like from Hamlet, 5WIMS.
And I am on Instagram and technically Twitter at Kabbalah Bateman. If you want to follow the show, we are Game of Groans Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We still have an email, gameofgroanspod@gmail.com. You can email us if you want. This episode was wild, so if you want to talk to us about it, please do. That would be very fun. But we want to thank Dylan for taking the exorbitant amount of time to talk to us about a wild show, wild episode of Game of Thrones. Yes, thank you so much for returning again. I hope we can do it again next season.
Yeah,
and then for Dragon House and so we're not, you know, we're not done with you yet. We want you to keep coming back. But we also want to thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you. Feel free to reach out if you want to talk to us or tell someone else about the show. Word of mouth is an easy and important way to get more listeners, and it really does help. But without further ado, Dylan and Kate, what do we say to the god of death?
Not today.
Not today.
Nice.
Yeah.
We did it.